This is JIS News. Coming up, motorists urged to exercise caution on Bodle's main road. Government makes progress on Jamaica Teaching Council bill and Emancipation Day to be observed on Saturday, August 1. The details after this message.
The Accountant General's Department is advising all Jamaican government pensioners that as of October 2014, life certificates, checks, and pay advice will be mailed to pensioners in new pressure-sealed envelopes. Simply remove the perforated edges of the envelopes to access the information. With the new format, pensioners can expect to receive their life certificates, checks, and pay advice sooner each month. The information for each document remains the same. The Accountant General's Department, touching the life of every Jamaican.
Now the news. Motorists travelling on the Bodle's main road in St. Catherine are being urged to exercise extreme caution along the section of the corridor approximately 130 metres west of the railroad lines. Acting Communications Manager of the National Works Agency, Colin Morrison, says this section of the roadway has collapsed approximately 4 feet below its normal road level.
We suspect that there was a bushfire and it burnt out the plastic pipe. The roadway sunk about 4 feet below the normal road level. And we have had to cordon off this section of the roadway, reducing it to single lane usage in that area. We are now making efforts to carry out emergency repairs, and we're trying to do this in the shortest possible time.
Mr. Morrison was speaking in an interview with JIS News. Emancipation Day will be observed on Saturday, August 1. The Ministry of Labour and Social Security is advising that under the Holidays Public General Act, no provision is made for a change in the day the holiday is observed if it falls on a Saturday. Labour Day is the only exception as, if this holiday falls on a Saturday or Sunday, the law provides that it be observed the following Monday. Meanwhile, the ministry is reminding that the law prohibits persons from being asked to work on a public holiday without prior notice. The law also has stipulations for payment for work done on a holiday.
In terms of minimum wage persons, they're supposed to be paid double time for working on a public general holiday. Other persons, it would depend on what is actually in their contract of employment and custom and practice. So if you're always paid extra for working on public holidays and you're not a minimum wage earner, that should still obtain.
Director of Legal Services at the Ministry of Labour and Social Security, Camille Bennett Campbell. Water Minister Robert Pickersgill says improvement works on Phase 1B of the Santa Cruz water supply system is moving apace and should be completed on schedule by December. The project will see some 4.4 kilometres of pipeline laid from the town of Santa Cruz to Lovely Point in St. Elizabeth. It is also expected to facilitate housing developments across that section of the parish and provide improved water supply service for an additional 23,000 residents at a cost of over $38 million.
The work will be divided in four segments. Segment A has commenced with the laying of pipes from Retirement Road to the intersection of Main Street to Coke Drive. Segment B will include the laying of 8 meters of pipeline along Coke Drive to Pagan Drive.
Mr. Pickersgill was speaking at a recent tour of the Santa Cruz water supply system. He says segment C of the project will see the laying of 800 meters of pipeline, while some 1,000 meters will be laid for segment D. And Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites says the long-awaited Jamaica Teaching Council JTC bill is now ready to be submitted to the Legislative Committee when the formal session of the legislature begins in September. The JTC bill seeks to provide for the establishment of a governing body for the teaching profession and institute a regime for the licensing and registration of all government-paid teachers.
I'm pleased to say that we have reached a point now where the many modifications to an original draft can now be submitted to the Legislative Committee in order to be eventually placed before the full House.
Reverend Thwaites was speaking at a Master Teachers Program Award ceremony and exhibition held recently. The council, through this bill, will have legal power to immediately suspend and cancel the registration of a teacher who has been charged for a disqualifiable offense, inclusive of sexual offenses, murder, pornography, robbery, and fraud. Minister Thwaites says he acknowledges the work of the JTC in seeking to set professional standards for teachers. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.